I hear this compelling and captivating gospel. I don't know if you've ever tried to imagine this scene as Jesus sends his disciples across the lake. And then in the middle of the night, they see him walking towards them on the water. Question for you. When you're in the boat of your life and you're being tossed about by the waves, what do you tend to do? Right, when the storm swells up and the wind is in your face, you're experiencing opposition to something that you were trying to accomplish, what do? I think often one of our first thoughts is that I must be going the wrong way. This must be a sign from God that I'm not supposed to do this, right? Does anybody ever think that? Right, this is hard. I should quit. No, I'm the only one. When we face difficulties and opposition and setbacks, that's something we tend to do. We tend to doubt. Maybe this isn't the right way to go. Friends, let me tell you, however, that it's just as likely that the challenges and the opposition that we face are a sign that we're going the right way. That we're being opposed by spiritual or human powers for that very reason. Jesus warned us that it would be so, didn't he? That his followers would face opposition and persecution. So we need to have some discernment, right? When we have set out to do something for the Lord, set out to do something thinking it's God's will, and we face these opposition, these difficulties. Is this a sign from the Lord telling me go a different way? Or is this just the reality of what it means when we decide to follow Christ and go where he sends us? We need discernment. Some questions that we could ask to help us, right? Have I been seeking the Lord's will throughout this whole process? Before I made a decision, did I pray? Did I ask him? As the process unfolds, do I continue to pray and to entrust it to him and to commend myself and my efforts into his care? Have I continually asked for help and wisdom from other holy people in my life and from God himself? Right, if we haven't done all of those things, then it might be very likely that we're trying to do our will rather than God's will. And God might put opposition in our way to make us stop and think. This is actually the story of Elijah we heard in the first reading. Perhaps you remember Elijah was the only prophet left of the Lord God. All the other prophets, false prophets, were prophets of the god Baal. And so Elijah challenges them to a duel, basically. You pray to your gods and see what happens, and I'll pray to my God, the God. And it was the Lord God who answered Elijah's prayer, consuming the sacrifice he offered in fire. And it was revealed that there is only one God. The Lord is God alone. Elijah won. The Lord won. But Elijah, his servant, won. What does he do at that point? So he had been following the Lord's will up to that point. He had started with the Lord. But then he takes matters into his own hands. He decides that the punishment that these prophets deserve is death. He puts them all to death. As far as we know, there's no indication in the scriptures that that's what God was asking of him. And so Elijah, all of a sudden, now is on the run. The queen Jezebel wants him killed. And we hear in the scriptures today that he ends up hiding out in a cave. He started with the Lord, but he did not continue to check in with the Lord throughout the whole process. He deviated from his will, and now he's in danger. This storm rises up in his life. The Lord wants him to stop, wants him to think, which way are you going? And then the Lord, in this gentle manner that he has, speaks to him, not in the earthquake or the fire or the wind, but in the still small voice, to get him back on the way of the Lord and no longer doing his own way. For the disciples in the gospel today, it's a little different. They start with the Lord. We hear that the Lord made them get into the boat, right? So we know that's what he wants. And as they continue their journey, they are facing the difficulties, opposition. The wind is right in their face. But they don't give up and they don't turn back. This is a sign that they're doing the right thing. They're going the right way. And Jesus comes to them, walking on the water, to teach them perhaps this lesson, and to teach us that we can be calm and above the spiritual danger, even if we're in the midst of the storm, if and only if we're seeking to do the Lord's will. If and only if we're doing what he's asking of us. Right? So think about it. If they had turned back, if they said, okay, this wind is too strong, let's just go back. That's not what Jesus asked them to do. And they wouldn't have seen his glory revealed in this way. They wouldn't have witnessed this miracle. They wouldn't have learned that they too, if they have faith, can walk on the water, be calm and above the danger, even in the midst of the storm. Anyway, so when we face opposition, we discern and we seek that peace from the Lord if we truly know and believe that we are trying to do his will. The second point here comes from watching St. Peter. Peter has great faith. All of you have faith. That's why you're all here. He has faith. We're here because we have faith. Peter doesn't have perfect faith, okay? And so he boldly goes out, steps out to walk towards Jesus, and he's walking on the water. But as soon as his attention turns from Jesus to the storm, as soon as he starts to focus on the waves and the danger and the wind, he begins to sink. If in our imagination, the opposition that we face is more powerful than God or the love that God has for us, that's when we start to sink. Okay? So we pray for more faith, right? Jesus taught his disciples to pray, increase our faith. But when we do begin to sink, when we do start to focus not on God, when we lose sight of Jesus and begin to be enveloped by the troubles that surround us, Peter shows us what to do. To cry out to the Lord. Lord, save me. The last thing we want to do at that moment is to rely more on ourselves and to work harder. We will sink faster. Okay. There is one and only one who can save us. And we need to cry out to him. This should be part of our daily prayer. Every day. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. At the beginning of our day, we're in the midst of our day. At work, when that meeting's going the wrong way, right? When tensions start to rise in your home, everywhere that we face challenges, opposition, difficulties, cry out to the Lord. Lest we sink, lest we start to rely on ourselves and sink faster and faster. Cry out to him. Lord, save me. And we see that he does. Immediately, he grabs Peter's hand. His disciples' faith is built up by this experience, by the experience of Jesus saving them. Our faith is built up not by us always succeeding and doing well, but by crying out to Jesus and finding that he responds to us in our need, saving us from the danger, restoring that peace and calm to our soul. Maker of